I heeded the call by Tsvangirai that we should come together and form a formidable opposition. I think my colleagues in MDC will take heed of that call and come together and form a massive opposition to ZANU-PF. As things are at the moment, we get a call from South Africa that our children are about to be sent back home so that they can come and suffer together with us, because the South African government wants to offload them back home so that they can feel the consequences of the misrule of this government. Now, here we are, instead of making it easy for our children to work with confidence for their future, we are busy helping the government to punish the children.
Now, can you tell us more about these church leaders that tried to unite your parties?
I will not specifically name the churches, because it was a group of churches here in Bulawayo. I know one pastor by the name of Sbanda was one of those pastors that were trying to bring about the political parties so that they can fight as one to bring about change, which was promised by everybody across the political divide. But unfortunately, some of our leadership decided to isolate themselves from that struggle because they felt they were too clean to mix up with other political parties. And that, again, made it very difficult for me. And incidentally, I saw leaders from different political parties, from different churches, and some that were very passive participants in politics, coming to our offices, trying to persuade the leadership to work together with other political parties. But the leadership was not forthcoming. They felt they were too keen to mix up with others. Unfortunately, that made it easier for ZANU to stage the rigging of the century.